The Torah in Parshas Kisitzeh states as follows: Ki kach ish isha chalasha lo yitzei batzava v'lo yabor alav l'chol davar naki yihye l'beisol shana echas v'simach es ishto asher lakach. So if a person gets married, then when his marriage is new, meaning he just got married, so lo yitzei batzava, he doesn't go out to war, v'lo yabor alav l'chol davar, which the Mishnah interprets as saying that he is exempt from providing for communal needs. Naki yalav social na'achas, so he should be free for to be in his house for 1 year. And he should make his wife rejoice. The Mishnah in Sotan Dafman Gimel Amud Aleph says, "Elu she'in zazin mimekoman." These are the people who don't move from their places, meaning to say that they don't go out to war. And the Mishnah describes three different situations: Bana bayis v'chancho, so if you build a house and inaugurate it; Nata kerem v'chidlo, or if you have a vineyard and you start to eat from it; Hanoseyas arusaso, or if you marry the woman to whom you're engaged. Then all three of these people are exempt from going out to war. And in addition, according to most Mefarshim, so for the chasan, for the person who marries, who gets married, so he would actually be prohibited from going out to war during the first year of his marriage. So I'd like to discuss today this idea of Shana Rishona, the idea that a person doesn't go out to war during his first year, and what that reflects about the first year of marriage. So the question really is, what's the relationship between the two halves of the pasuk? The pasuk says ki kach ish isha chadasha lo yetzei batzava, so he's not allowed to go out to war. That's the negative of the pasuk. And then at the end of the pasuk we have the positive: naki yehi beisol shana echas v'simach es ishto asher lakach, that he's supposed to be in his house and he's supposed to make his wife rejoice. So what's the relationship between those two halves of the pasuk? Meaning to say, is there an independent mitzvah of v'simach es ishto asher lakach? Or is v'simach es ishto asher lakach making your wife rejoice? That's just kind of the conclusion, the following up on the reason why you don't go out to war. So we'll return to that question very shortly. And the second question is going to be that if there is an independent mitzvah, meaning if v'simach es ishto asher lakach is the Torah telling us that a husband during his first year of marriage is supposed to bring simcha to his wife, so then what is the nature of that mitzvah and what exactly is its scope? So let's begin again from the first question of the relationship between the two halves of this pasuk. That's the negative, that he doesn't go out to war, but instead, he rejoices with his wife. So there are really three options. There are three possibilities, all three of which we see evidence for in the Rishonim as to how to read this pasuk. The first one is to say that really what the pasuk is trying to say is lo yetzei batzava. The husband should not go out to war during his first year of marriage. And the simach es ishto asher lakach, the second half of the pasuk, so that's not an independent mitzvah. There's no obligation for the husband to bring simcha to his wife during that year, but rather it's the result of lo yitzei batzava. By not going out to war, so then you will allow your wife to rejoice because you will be spending time with her instead of being out on the battlefield. So that seems to be the opinion of the Smag according to the interpretation of the Radvaz, and it's certainly the way the Minchas Chinuch reads the Pasuk. The Minchas Chinuch says that the only mitzvos that are included in this Pasuk are the Isurim, not to go out to war and not to be involved in communal needs, because instead one's supposed to be with his wife. But there's no positive mitzvah of v'simach es ishto asher lakach. Rather, that's just going to be the result of lo yetzei batzava. But the truth is that we find two other interpretations in the Rishonim. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and also the Sefer HaChinuch and the Yireim, they all view v'simach es ishto asher lakach as an additional mitzvah. That on the one hand, there is a prohibition for a husband during Shana Rishona to go out to war. And in addition to that, there's also a positive commandment for the husband to bring simcha to his wife during that year. And the nafgamina between these two different interpretations of the pasuk, on the one hand, the Minchas Chinuch, who says that v'simach es ishto asher lakach is not an independent mitzvah, but rather just a result of lo yetzei batzava, whereas according to the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Yireim, v'simach es ishto is an additional mitzvah. So the nafgamina between these two different interpretations is whether a husband is allowed to leave his house for a long duration during Shana Rishona. So according to the Minchas Chinuch, there should be no problem for the husband him to leave his house for personal needs during Shana Rishona, because after all, the Pasuk only prohibits him to go out to war or to be involved in Tzorchei Ha'ir. But for his own personal needs, there should be no prohibition. Whereas the Rambam and the Chinuch specify very clearly that because of the Simach es Ishtal Asher Lakach, so there, because the husband has a positive obligation to bring Simcha to his wife, so therefore he's going to be prohibited from leaving the house for a long period of time during Shana Rishona, because by doing so, he's not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of the Simach es Ishtal Asher Lakach. So that's two different interpretations of the pasuk. Number one, v'simach is a result of lo yitzei matzava, and number two, v'simach is an additional mitzvah. The smach has a third reading of the pasuk, and he explains that v'simach es ishtal asher lakach is really the basis. It's the reason for lo yitzei matzava. The reason why the Torah exempts the husband from going out to war is because he has a mitzvah of v'simach es ishtal asher lakach. So number one comes v'simach es ishtal. That's the first premise. And after that, we have a consequence that the husband does not go out to war. And the smach has a very interesting and intriguing interpretation of this mitzvah of v'simach es ishtal asher lakach. And he actually views it as the companion to another mitzvah in the Torah, a mitzvah found in Parshas Mishpatim of the onasa lo yigra, where the Torah tells us that a husband is not allowed to take away from the relations that his wife is owed, meaning to say that there's a certain requisite amount of time that the husband has to spend with his wife within the realm of sexual relations. That's what onasa lo yigra. And the flip side is that the husband has a positive commandment to fulfill that mitzvah as well, and that's v'simach es ishtal asher lakach. So far we've seen three different interpretations of the pasuk, of the relationship between the two halves of the pasuk of lo yitzei batzava, and that's the negative side, and the positive side of v'simach es ishtal asher lakach. So now that we've seen those three possibilities, I'd like to zero in on the position of the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch and the Yireim, that there is a mitzvah of v'simach es ishtal asher lakach, that there's a mitzvah to bring simcha to one's wife during Shana Rishona, that that's an additional mitzvah that the Pasuk is coming to include, again, separate from the prohibition not to go out to war. And the question is, what really is the nature of this mitzvah of v'simach es ishtal asher lakach? So the Sefer Mitzvahs HaMelech, which is a Sefer that goes through the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam in a very rigorous manner. It's written by Harav Azriel Cement. So he has a very nice analysis of this mitzvah of v'simach es ishtal asher lakach according to the view of the Rambam in the Sefer HaChinuch and the Yireim. And he begins his analysis by trying to ascertain what the correct translation of v'simach es ishtal asher lakach really is. Rashi ala Torah quotes the Targum Unklus, who says that v'simach es ishtal means that you bring simcha to your wife. The husband's obligation is to make his wife rejoice. And that certainly seems to be the meaning of the words. V'simach in the PL means to bring simcha to someone else, to cause someone else to have simcha. So v'simach es ishtal asher lakach, according to Unklus and Rashi, means that the husband is obligated to cause his wife to have simcha during this time, during the Shana Rishona. However, if you look at the Targum Yonasan, we actually have a different translation of the words. He says that it's not v'simach es ishtal, but rather that the husband is supposed to have simcha together with his wife, meaning that it's not a causative mitzvah. It's not that the husband is supposed to cause his wife to have simcha, but rather that he is supposed to experience simcha together with his wife. So that's a very different concept. The problem is that it doesn't really seem to fit the words. V'simach, like we said before, really means to cause someone else to have simcha. So I'm not exactly sure how the Targum Yonasan got from v'simach that the husband is supposed to experience simcha together with his wife. But be it as it may, if you look at the formulations of the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, they really seem to fall in line with this Targum Yonasan. They don't view the mitzvah as a mitzvah to cause your wife to have simcha during Shana Rishona, but rather a mitzvah to be with your wife, namely to have simcha together with your wife. So why? What's the purpose of this mitzvah? So the Sefer HaChinuch explains that it's supposed to increase the naturalness of the relationship. It's supposed to facilitate an ideal process of acclimation when a new couple is starting off on their journey together. So during the Shana Rishona, they're supposed to spend that time together in order to make that process of acclimation as productive as possible. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch explains that the purpose of this mitzvah is to have the husband devote himself to the foundation of the relationship. Of course, Shana Rishona is the first year that the couple is going to be spending together. So during that year, the husband shouldn't be out at war, but rather he should be together with his wife, devoting himself to cementing his relationship together with his wife. So what we've seen so far, again, is two possibilities as to the nature of this mitzvah. According to Targum Unklus and Rashi, the nature of the mitzvah is it's a causative mitzvah. You're supposed to bring simcha to your wife during Shana Rishona, whereas according to the Targum Yonasan and the interpretation of the Rambam and the Chinuch, according to their formulations, it seems to be more that the husband is supposed to live together with his wife during that year. He's supposed to spend time, he's supposed to be with her in an existential way, and he's supposed to experience the simcha together with her, not necessarily supposed to cause her to have the simcha. So the truth is that there are many, many nafkamina between these two different ways of viewing the mitzvah of a simach eshlo asher lakach. Let's begin with the ramification, with the consideration of whether this mitzvah is subject to mechila. So let's say, so we said before that according to the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch, that a husband is not allowed to go out for a long duration of time from the house, because if so, then he's not spending time with his wife. He's supposed to spend time with his wife. That's the exact nature of the mitzvah. So if he goes out for a long period of time during the year, if he goes out for a month at a time, so then he's not spending the time that the Torah wants him to spend. So what about if one's wife says that she's mochelas, so she foregoes the husband's obligation to spend time at the house during Shana Rishona. So is this mitzvah subject to mechila? So the Sefer Achinuch actually quotes two different opinions as to whether mechila applies to this mitzvah or not. And we might have thought, a priori, that of course it should be subject to mechila. Why would it not be subject to mechila? The whole point is that the husband is supposed to create a positive atmosphere for his wife. So if his wife says it's okay, so you can go out nonetheless. So why would that mechila not work? So the Sefer Mitzvah Samelech explains that according to the Yerayim, so just let's backtrack one step. The Yerayim seems to fall in line with the Targum Unklus and Rashi, that the mitzvah is to bring simcha to your wife, not to experience simcha together, but rather for the husband to cause his wife to rejoice. So the Mitzvah Samelech explains that according to the Yerayim, so then it would be the case that mechila would apply to this mitzvah. Because since the nature of this mitzvah is to cause one's wife to rejoice, so if one's wife says, that's okay, I don't need it right now, so then you don't have to be here for me right now, so then why would that mechila not work? But according to the Sefer Achinuch and the Rambam, that the mitzvah is incumbent upon the husband. It's that the husband has to experience the simcha together with his wife. It's that the husband has to spend the time together with his wife. So it's not up to the wife to decide whether the husband should fulfill that mitzvah or not. It's the husband's mitzvah to fulfill himself. And therefore, explains the mitzvah samalach, that would actually be the explanation as to why this mitzvah would not be subject to mechila. Another interesting ramification is whether the mitzvah is includes having to proactively cause one's wife simcha. Meaning, do you have to do things that are actually going to cause your wife to rejoice? Or do you just have to spend time together with your wife during Shana Rishona? So according to the Yerayim, there's an obligation to proactively seek out ways to bring simcha to your wife during Shana Rishona, because the whole nature of the mitzvah is to cause your wife to be in a state of simcha. Whereas according to the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch, it doesn't seem like there's a proactive element to this mitzvah, but rather the mitzvah is naki yihi alaviso shana echas, that the husband is supposed to live together with his wife during that year. He's not supposed to leave for a long period of time. Not necessarily that he's obligated al pi haTorah to seek out ways to be misameach. Of course, that's very much suggested, but not necessarily the din de oraisa. A third nafkamina would be whether there are any circumstances under which the husband could leave for a long period of time. So the Rambam and the Chinuch say that even if a husband wants to leave in order to do business, so he's doing so for financial purposes and to make a parnasa for his home. So nonetheless, that would be prohibited. That's the position of the Rambam and the Chinuch. But the Advaz explains that if a husband is going out to make money, if a husband is going out for purposes of schora for business, then of course that should be permitted. Because after all, why is he going out for purposes of business? Really, only because he wants his wife and his family to be joyful, because he wants to make enough money to provide for his wife and his family. So if that's the case, then of course he should be allowed to leave, even for a longer period of time, as long as it's for the purpose of parnasa, of business. So what's the nekudas hamachlokas here? So it seems to be, again, relates back to the nature of the mitzvah. According to the Rambam and the Chinuch, the nature of the mitzvah is for the husband to spend time with his wife. It's for them to be together, to experience their shana rishona together. And if that's the case, then even if the husband has some pragmatic and positive purpose for his leaving the house, meaning to go out for business, nonetheless, that's going to be prohibited, because the whole point of the mitzvah is to spend time with your wife. And if you're going out on a business trip, so then you're not spending time with your wife. Whereas according to the Radvaz, perhaps, the whole nature of the mitzvah is, as we said in the name of the Arayim, the whole nature of the mitzvah is to bring simcha to your wife, to cause one's wife to rejoice. And if that's the case, then we can make an argument that when you go out for purposes of business, so then that is itself a fulfillment of making your wife joyful. Because as we explained before, of course, when you seek for parnasa, so you're doing so in order to provide for your wife and for your family. So by means of going on that business trip, your wife is going to end up having that state of simcha that we seek. Another very, very interesting nafkamina could be related to a mitzvah on Sukkot. There's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, whether a husband must sleep in the sukkah even if his wife is not interested in sleeping in the sukkah. And the Taz in Simin Tav Reish Lamed Tes tries to explain why some are lenient that if one's wife does not want to sleep in the sukkah, so then he doesn't have to sleep in the sukkah, then he can sleep together with his wife in the house. So the Taz explains that it's because there's a mitzvah for a husband to be misameach his ishla beregel, to bring simcha to his wife during the regel, so therefore that mitzvah would override the mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah, such that the husband and wife could sleep together in the house outside of the sukkah. So the Nishmas Adam in his commentary disagrees with the Taz, and he explains that it can't be that what's overriding here is the mitzvah to be misameach his ishto beregel. But he does concede that at least during Shana Rishuna, a husband would have an exemption from sleeping in the sukkah based on the mitzvah of v'simach his ishto asher lakach, which is a specific mitzvah to cause one's wife to rejoice, to allow one's wife to have simcha during Shana Rishuna. And based on that mitzvah, So a husband would be exempt from sleeping in the sukkah during Shana Rishon. This is a huge discussion in the poskim. I'm not here to paskin on that issue. But what I want to point out is that the Nishmas Adam seems to be understanding the mitzvah in light of the array, that the whole point of the mitzvah is to bring simcha to your wife, and therefore, if by sleeping in separate locations, that's going to interfere with your wife's simcha, so then that would override the mitzvah of sukkah in this case of yeshiva b'sukkah, sheina b'sukkah, and you would be allowed to sleep together as a couple in the house. However, according to the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam, that the whole purpose of the mitzvah is just to spend time together, so maybe you can make an argument that really you're together, meaning, okay, you're not in the same exact location. One person or the husband's in the sukkah while the wife is in the house. But nonetheless, it's hard to argue that's considered really like leaving for purposes of schora. So you might make an argument, not necessarily mochach, but you might make an argument that according to the positions of the Rambam and the Chinuch, that really there would be no room for kula, for the husband not to be sleeping in the sukkah. Again, that's a much, much larger discussion, but just something interesting that's also connected to this sugya of Shana Rishona. So just to end off on one point of Machshava. So of course, very obviously what stems from this entire sugya of the mitzvah of Shana Rishona in light of the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch and the Arayim, is that Shana Rishona is really the foundation for the marriage relationship. And what the Torah is saying, v'simach es ishto asher lakach, just like we explained from Avsham from Rafael Hirsch, is that it's incumbent upon, at least the husband has the chiyuv, to take time aside, to make sure that the beginning of the marriage is not just a, not just like a, you know, a free for all where the couple gets married and then moves on with their lives the same way that they would normally, but rather that this year is to be taken aside as a special and unique year for the relationship, and that it's really meant to be the cementing of the relationship and for the years of the relationship that are to come. The Torah Tumima explains that why do we give the shiur of Shana Rishona? Why do we say that this mitzvah lasts for 12 months? He explains that just as 12 months is the shiur for Shechicha Gemura, the Gemara in Brachos explains that after 12 months, if one is really forgetting something, so if he hasn't remembered it for 12 months, then he's really not going to recall it anymore. So the Torah Tumima explains that so too vice versa. So too 12 months is the shiur for Tfisas Hazikaron. And I think in this context, what the Torah Tumima is trying to say is that 12 months is the shiur for cementing one's relationship with one's spouse, such that their marriage is a constant that really permeates every element of their lives. And that's what the mitzvah of Shana Rishona seeks to accomplish. That by either by spending time together during that first year, or by causing simcha during that first year, however you explain the lamdos behind the mitzvah, certainly the ultimate purpose of the mitzvah is to cement the relationship and allow that relationship really to be an essential, of course, the essential part of both the husband and wife's lives as they continue after Shana Rishona as well. Wish everyone a great rest of the week.